Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm telling you what, we are excited to have you joining us here today on this wonderful day. I hope and I trust that it is wonderful wherever you are across the planet. We hope that it is wonderful. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. We're excited to be broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to those that are listening and tuning in from Twitter and those that see links on Facebook. We appreciate you, and we're glad to have you joining us here today. So let me tell you who's going to be on the show today. Hanging out with me in the virtual green room, I'm going to be bringing him to the mic, is our first guest, our author spotlight. We are delighted to have Mr. Norwood Holland. He is a freelance writer, a lawyer, and the author of the Drew Smith Legal Thriller series. And we are here to chat it up about the new release called Minus One, which is the prequel to this series. I'm telling you what, you don't want to go anywhere. You want to hear all about it. A great book. We're getting ready to go into summer, so something that you can download on your iPad or your Nook or whatever you have, or grab a copy, take it with you on the airplane, by the lake, all that good stuff. So you want to keep it locked right here. Then we're going to go into our next segment, which is our artist spotlight with Jay Nicole. She is a contemporary Christian and gospel artist. She has an upcoming release called No More Running. She has a single out right now. The single out is called Get Your Spirit Up, and you're going to get to hear it, and you're going to get to hear from Jay Nicole. And then our third segment, we're going to talk about the five love languages. I know you might have heard about it, and you're like, I hear people talking about the five love languages, but I don't know what they're talking about. Well, we're going to give you the five love languages by Mr. Gary Chapman, and so that you will know what people are talking about when you hear them talk about the five love languages. So listen, we're going to move right into our first segment. Again, I'm excited. My guest is hanging out with me. He is a freelance writer, a lawyer, and an author, and he has his brand new release out, Minus One, and I'm telling you what, the book cover is intriguing. Get out. I'm telling you, you just want to purchase the book just because of the book cover. We are excited to have Mr. Norwood Holland coming to the mic right now. Put your hands up. We're glad to have you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, you bring so much energy with your opening. I'm wondering if I can keep up with you.
I'm sure you will. Oh, well, let's jump right in. So I want to mention, this is so interesting to me. Someone said to me today, who's on the show? And I was describing you being the first guest, and they were like, that is so cool, a lawyer that's writing a book about a lawyer, an attorney. So certainly you are a bona fide lawyer, a graduate of Howard University School of Law, graduate of Fisk University. What transitioned you from your lawyer hat to your writing hat?
Well, I always wore the writer's hat. In fact, I majored in English, and even before I went to college, I aspired to be a journalist. But I couldn't get into journalism school with my bachelor's degree in English, so I opted for law school, and it turned out to be the best thing that could happen to me. Because legal studies really provided a platform for my writing. And that's why I write mysteries and legal thrillers.
Wow. So are you influenced by any of the shows that are on TV? There's so many shows now out. Any of them your favorites that kind of influence or put a bug in your ear about any storylines?
Actually, I'm usually working during prime time, so I don't really have time for TV. But one big influence from TV was Perry Mason. And I always wanted to create a black male lawyer in the image of Perry Mason, someone who was smart and a little different from Perry Mason, in fact, because he's a bit of a bad boy. So, but he takes on cases like Perry Mason. So Drew Smith was going to be the urban, modern-day urban Perry Mason in the form of a black man.
All right. I like that. I like that. And so the first book was Sleepless Nights. And so that is out, and that kind of got people's appetites ready for this Drew Smith series. So when you wrote Sleepless Nights, and you just perfectly described kind of the character, but you set things in D.C., so I think that's certainly great. We're in the capital city of Richmond, so D.C. is right up the road. How did you use just the geography of D.C. and all of that into your writing?
Well, you know, Southern literature there's a tradition of Southern literature, and they focus on local color. A lot of American authors, what's his name? God, his name escapes me.
But Gresham?
Well, Gresham, yeah, he's Mississippi, but I was thinking about the older guy out in Mississippi. Well, he's deceased now. But anyway. But, yeah, they usually draw on the local color, their local environment. So I thought that, hey, I wanted to feature D.C. I think D.C. is such an attractive city. There's so much going on here. It's universal. It's international. It's multicultural. And it's fertile ground for fiction. So that's what drove me to place my stories in the District of Columbia.
All right. I love D.C., and big shout out to all our listeners that are in the district. We appreciate you. So tell us, the Minus One, which is your new release that's out, is actually the prequel to Sleepless Nights. So what made you, did the character kind of say, hey, let's go back in time and kind of set up things?
Well, actually, there are four books that are part of the Drew Smith series. And last year I released Sleepless Nights. This year I'm releasing Minus One, and next year it'll be Snakehead, and the following year it'll be Summer Satisfaction. And I chose the method because there's a big picture, there's a big story. And so I'm using the method of in media res, where you start telling the story right in the beginning. So Sleepless Nights, when we're introduced to Drew Smith, he's at the midway point in his career. He's in his late 30s. He's getting ready to go into his middle ages. And he has a lot of angst. He's unmarried, not married, but he wants to be married. He's a womanizer. He dates strippers. And he carries a torch for an old girlfriend of some 30 years. So he has a very complicated life. And that's in Sleepless Nights. And the old girlfriend, her son, gets into some trouble, and he's accused of taking part in a very heinous crime, a robbery of a restaurant, which I based on an actual occurrence in D.C., the Colonel Brooks Tavern murders back in, I think it's 2003. So I took those facts in that storyline to help develop the story of Sleepless Nights. And meanwhile, Drew has psychological issues going back to when he first started his legal career. And that's the story of Minus One, when Drew first starts his legal career. And he's working as a concierge in a plush hotel, downtown hotel. And he befriends two bellmen. This is while he's waiting for his bar exam. There are two bellmen. One is Latino and one is Arab. And they become running buddies. Met Hat is bit of a playboy,
mm-hmm.
and he likes loose women and cocaine, and he gets involved into, well, he gets a drug debt he can't pay. And as the story goes on, the drug kingpin gets killed, and Met Hat is charged with the murder. So Drew Smith works very diligently along with his sidekick, the Latino, Julio, who's a Nicaraguan immigrant. So they're sort of like the Three Musketeers, and they're all out on this. They're having fun, and then suddenly tragic strikes. And so they work to free Met Hat. And they each one has a romantic involvement. So Drew Smith.
All right, listeners. We set that up for you. You ought to want to go download it right now. Wow. And while they're listening, actually, how can they purchase your books?
It's available on Kindle, on Amazon, and Nook on Barnes & Noble. And you can go to my site, norwoodholland.com, and there are links that will take you right there. It's also available in paperback. Well, it will be available June 1st, but you can pre-order the paperback on Amazon. So that's only about another 10 days the paperback will be out. I was very surprised this morning when I went on Amazon, and the e-book has been out a while, and I have 4 reviews so far. And they're all 5 stars. I said, wow.
That's terrific, because people are honest on Amazon. They are.
I know.
Brutally honest.
And, you know, I got good reviews with Sleepless Nights, but, you know, they were going between 4 and 5s, you know. But this one, everybody's going straight 5. So I think I'm evolving as a writer. I'm getting better as I go, so. And I hope the next one, Snakehead, I plan for that to be a blockbuster.
There you go, listeners. So you want to jump in on the series now so that you can be up to speed. Again, check out Minus One by Norwood Holland. We just told you where you can purchase it. And go back and get Sleepless Nights as well. You can pick that up as well. Can people connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook?
Yes, my handle on Twitter is Norwood22. That's the numbers 22. And I'm at Facebook is Norwood Holland. And I have a blog. It's called editorialindependence.com. And they can read about me there.
All right. And so what did some of the reviewers say from Amazon?
Well, most of them were saying that it was suspenseful, that I jumped right off with into the action, and that they thought the characters were intriguing, and they just said a whole bunch of good things.
Great. Well, so listeners, you can actually go to Amazon.com yourself and look it up and check it out and see what others have said. And so I think it's really, again, really cool and really neat that you yourself are a lawyer and you're writing about a lawyer. So what you are putting in, at least from the legal aspect, is accurate. I know sometimes my mother is a registered nurse, so sometimes if you watch some of the shows like ER and et cetera, the medical shows, she's like, oh, they're exaggerating some here, they're exaggerating some there. But with you having the legal expertise, that all is in line.
Well, yeah. You have to do your homework. You know, still, you want to, you don't want to mislead your readers. So, and I try to make everything authentic. And in fact, I research, you know, some cases that I've never practiced criminal law, but I go to all my criminal lawyer friends and I'll quiz them, and they will, give me some pointers and tell me where I'm going wrong. Now I'm looking at one review here,
mm-hmm.
And it says, "This is my first book by this author. I really enjoyed it. Drew Smith is a brand new lawyer, just passed the bar exam. One of his best friends gets arrested, and Drew is obligated to become his defense attorney. I love a good murder mystery, So I was hooked early on. I enjoyed reading about Drew's friendship with Julio and Medhat. Those guys are seriously crazy. The love interests in this book are equally intriguing. I thought I knew where this story was going several times, but it kept changing, and it definitely didn't end like I expected. Speaking of the ending, I found it disheartening. I hope things would turn out differently for some of the characters, but they pretty much all got what they had coming to them.
Oh.
So that writer seemed pretty...
Yeah, that's a great review.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, again, tell our listeners your main website and also how they can connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook.
Okay. My name is Norwood Holland. My website is norwoodholland.com. My Twitter handle is Norwood22. And on Facebook, I have a fan page, Norwood Holland. You can join me there. Or you can just send me an email at norwoodholland@gmail.com.
There you go. All of the connection points. So my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what motivates you.
What motivates me?
Yes. And your writing and life, any of that.
Well, I think I'm motivated by my community and the people around me. I enjoy talking to people, and we all have different life experiences, and I like for other people to share their experiences, and I try to share mine, and I try to even share the experiences of my fictional characters, you know. And I want to represent life as I see it in an urban environment for African Americans. And I don't believe urban fiction should all be drugs and violence and bad language. I think there are lots of professionals who have compelling biographies and they have compelling stories. And we need to write about these people. We need to bring them to the big screen. We need to see more of these images in the movies and on television. I think stereotypes are long gone. We're a varied people, and we're multifaceted, and I think we should be represented that way in the media.
I could not agree with you more. I could not agree more. Well, I am excited. We had a chance to chat with you about the new release, Minus One. Again, listeners, the Drew Smith series by Mr. Norwood Holland. And thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Okay, well, I'm going to be making some appearances in the next couple of weeks if people want to come by.
Where will you be?
At the Hot Spot Book Festival. That's in Washington, D.C., in Southeast at the Big Chair, and that'll be on January 15th. And on July 14th, I'll be at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. And in August, I'll be at the African American Authors Expo. That, too, will be taking place in Baltimore. So over the summer, I'm sticking pretty close to D.C. But I'll be out, and you can check my appearances on my website, norwoodholland.com, and tell you where I'll be at next.
All right, and that's how we'll be able to keep up with you.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All righty. Yes. All right, listeners, you don't want to go anywhere. We have a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be going to our next segment, which is our artist spotlight. We are delighted to have Jane Nicole joining us, contemporary Christian gospel artist, and she is here. We're going to be letting you hear her single, talking about her upcoming release, all the great things she has planned for her 2013 You Are Victorious tour. So you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joyfest is coming back to Richmond. Joyfest featuring Kirk Franklin, July 20th at King's Dominion. also featuring Lecrae. Plus, Israel Houghton and New Breed, Leandria Johnson, Isaac Curry, Sinbad, and MC Bone Hampton. Premier Festivals presents Joy Fest 2013, the biggest gospel music festival around, July 20th at King's Dominion in Richmond. Your Joy Fest ticket includes admission to King's Dominion, Splashworks, and the festival. Save $10 now through May 24th with special super early bird tickets available online at joyfest.org or by phone at 800-745-3000. Joy Fest 2013 with Kirk Franklin, Lecrae, Israel Houghton and New Breed, and more. Get tickets and more info at joyfest.org. Presented by Premier Festivals.
Ladies, are you ready to recapture your sparkle? Join us for the 2013 Sparkle Girl Women's Conference, August 9th and 10th, hosted by Pastor Sharetta Galladay, featuring Pastor Shun Strickland, LaShawn Holland, and special music artist Lisa McClendon. You don't want to miss this power-packed, fun-filled, and life-transforming experience for women of all ages, including a free session for teen girls designed with them in mind. Registration is required. Don't delay. Visit recaptureyoursparkle.com and take advantage of our discounted early registration today.
When you need an energetic, knowledgeable, and anointed speaker for your women's conference or event, you need Yvette Allen Tatum, founder of Surrounded by Faith Ministries. Dedicated to transforming the lives of women with the Word of God, Yvette Allen Tatum has created a series of workshops designed to jumpstart dreams and manifest them in the physical realm. Contact Yvette at 804-405-9743. That's 804-405-9743.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. So excited to have you all listening in, tuning in from all across the world wide web. Yes, this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Hey, I know you're following me on Twitter. If you're not, I need you to go follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Oh, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. All right, so we're moving into our artist spotlight. I'm excited to have Jay Nicole. She is hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic in a moment. Hopefully she's enjoying some virtual snacks while she's in there. She is a Christian and gospel artist. She has an upcoming project, upcoming release called No More Running. She has a single out, Get Your Spirit Up. We're going to be listening to that. She debuted this year at the 36th Annual Festival of Black Gospel that was in New York. She is currently planning her 2013 You Are Victorious tour date. One of her next stops is Bobby Jones for the Intact Television Network in Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, my goodness. She is a candidate of excellence in Christian Music Academy. That award will be taking place this year in D.C., and we are excited that she's stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and she didn't count it anything but to just come on by and let us be one of the stops on her journey here as a new artist. So we're excited. Bring it to the mic right now. Jay Nicole, hello.
Hello, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am good. I am really good. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are quite welcome. So we want to jump right on in, certainly. Tell us, how did music ministry start for you?
Oh, my goodness. It goes way back. I mean, I started singing when I was 7 years old. I had my brush and my mirror, and I knew I had some talent. I just didn't know, you know, to what level yet. But praise God, I was singing for, you know, for a while, and I was doing what one would call, you know, secular music, just bringing you through the, you know, the journey of Jay Nicole. And
yeah.
I actually had, you know, been singing for a while. I didn't necessarily grow up, you know, rooted in the church in terms of, you know, singing in choirs. But I love to sing, and it started at age 7, and God took me on a journey that led me to doing Christian and gospel music today.
Wow. So was that transition hard or easy for you?
It was very hard. At the time, you know, when I started singing, I accepted the Lord and Savior into my life. I was about 11 and a half years old, almost 12. And, you know, I thank God for my mother who introduced the Lord to me as my personal Lord and Savior, because she had gotten saved and definitely shared that gift with her children, which was my sister and I. And I remember when I was little, you know, I liked to sing, so I used to watch a lot of singers prior to, you know, getting saved and watching Christian or gospel singers. And I thought, yeah, man, you know, I want to sing like that. You know, I like the spirit behind it. And I'll never forget, I was watching TV one day and I saw this blind girl on one of the shows. I don't know if it was TBN or whatnot that my mother was watching. And she sang with such passion. And I could just feel the Holy Spirit on her. And I said, God, you know, if you bless my voice, I want to sing like that. And, you know, he spoke to me and said, I already gave you a talent. You just have to use it for me.
Wow.
Yeah, and for years after that, you know, I heard that and it was prophesied to me many a times, but I was running. You know, I wasn't quite ready to totally, you know, use my talent for the Lord. And that led me out to Los Angeles. I had a deal that fell through with Sony Records. I was with a girl group at the time, and it was hard to transition because something in me, and I know what it is now, but I didn't recognize it then,
right,
has said, you don't want to do that, you know, like, that's lame, that's not, you know, you can make it better over here, you could be this big star, and, you know, I was young and, you know, chasing the dream, and, you know, when I matured a little bit, I realized, and through prayer and rededicating my life back to the Lord, that it's all about using my gift and talent for him. It's no longer about being, you know, famous and being a star. It's about glorifying the Lord, amen? And
yes.
And that's where I'm at today, so.
Yeah. Wow, what a lesson, what
yes,
a life lesson right there in that. And so, hence, the new project release, No More Running.
Yay.
So you have,
yes,
stopped running.
Yes,
so
that's it. Because I was running. It was prophesied,
wow,
so many times. You know, I'll never forget, I went to church one day, and it was a prophet there preaching, and he came down my row, and my heart started beating real fast.
Uh-huh,
and I'm going, he's going to say something to me. I know he is. I hope he just skip over me and go to somebody else.
Go to somebody
he
else.
Came to me, and he said, God said, when you open your mouth, souls are going to be saved. And I'm like, who told him I could sing?
Wow.
Yes, yes.
That's
and
Jehovah.
I said, okay. Yes, so I was running, and that's why the, you know, the title is called No More Running, because I finally surrendered. I said, I'm not going to run anymore. And, I mean, I've been through so much. I don't even know how much time we have to go through it all. But
look, you're free. You can share. You can share.
I mean, I've been through so much. I was, a single mom at the time, and, you know, it was hard. It was really hard making that transition. And like I said, I battled, you know, at that time I was, you know, new. I'm bathed in Christ, and I really battled,
right,
with my spirit and, you know, really doing this for God, because my mind was set on, you want to be a pop star, you know, and I was wrapped up in that. And, you know, God delivered me, and I mean, I went through anxiety, and just a whole lot was going on at that time, and I was really hurt when the deal didn't go through with the girl group,
right,
but I realized God, that's not where God wanted me. He closed all those doors because that's not what he had for me. I would have given anything to be on the radio then, or to get,
mm-hmm,
get my CD out. And I sit back today and I say, look at God, because I'm able to talk about my experience and my ministry, and I'm on, you know, on the radio. I have opportunities.
Yes, you are.
I just did Bobby Jones April 20th, and they invited me to come back down on, you know, in June, and I'm going, wow, Jesus, you know, I'm not even looking for this, and the doors are just, you know, they're opening. And, you know, you can't go wrong when you do it God's way.
You can't go wrong. And I heard Bishop Jake say one time, every closed door is to give you clear direction. So if you had,
right,
so if you had all these open doors in front of you, you wouldn't know which way to go. But
absolutely,
if there are closed doors and there's only pointing in one direction, then you have clear direction. So I give him credit for saying that. But
right,
certainly, yeah, I mean, it's
yeah,
so true. It's so true. So let's talk about this project release you have coming up, No More Running. Describe the sound. What can people expect to hear on this project?
They are going to get diversity. They're going to hear a little bit of Caribbean, they're going to hear a little bit of Latin, they're going to hear a lot of contemporary and maybe a little bit of the old traditional Christian slash gospel sound, because I like a combination. I love music, and I love all genres, you know, of music and different sounds. So I wanted to give the listeners a little bit of everything so it'll appeal to a wider audience.
Okay. And what about your writers and producers?
My mother is a writer. My mother was inspired to write with me. She had a tumor in the base of her brain, and my mother couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. We thought we were going to lose her, and this was around, you know, a few years back. And God really healed my mother. The tumor was gone.
My God.
Walks today. She talks. My mother ministers. And this project had been put off for years because I was about my business.
Right.
I wasn't about God's business then. And I put it off for so long. But my mother never gave up. She kept praying and praying and praying, and she kept writing. And then we collaborated a lot of my prior songs, incorporated them into both of our experience from our testimonies. And she is co-writer of this first CD this album that's coming out.
Oh, go ahead, Mama. All right.
Yes.
We kept it in
yes.
the family.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And so the single that you have out, Get Your Spirit Up, what is that about? Describe that for us. And we're going to let our listeners hear it, so don't worry.
Nice. You know, that again, it's a combination of both of our testimonies, and anybody listening can attest to, you know, there's just days where you don't know how you're going to get to the next minute, you know,
yeah.
let alone the next day. And tomorrow's not promised. So, you know, that song is about uplifting and encouraging, you know, really letting people know that if you can just stop for a second from focusing on the situation and put your mind on Christ, you'll be amazed at just how much further you can get from where you were when you were focusing on your situation. So it's to uplift and encourage and to strengthen your spirit.
Well, listeners, I think she set it up so well, I think you want to hear it. So we're going to let you hear it. Listen, hello to those that are tuning in. We see you coming in on the phone lines. Those listening from Twitter and Facebook, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are in our artist spotlight with J. Nicole Christian, contemporary Christian gospel artist, and we want you to hear her single that is out right now, that's sweeping the airwaves. Get Your Spirit Up. J. Nicole, hang out right here. We're going to let the listeners hear this, and we're going to come back and do some more chatting. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go, listeners.
sometimes have ways of bringing us down, but the battle has already been won. God speaks, His Spirit moves, as He reminds us of our purpose. So keep your spirit up, everything's gonna be alright.
When things just don't go right, and you feel you're in a fight, all you have to do is step up to the plate, trust God. Get your spirit up.
Get your spirit up. Let the enemy get you
down. Now go turn it around.
Turn your spirit.
Which is upcoming release, No More Running. Is this single on that project?
Yes, it is. That was released in 2000. I'm sorry, No More Running is coming out in September of this year, and this single is going to be on that album, yes.
Wonderful. But people can purchase your music now. You have music on Amazon and iTunes, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and it's on my Facebook page under... Excuse me, Jay Nicole, and that's N-I-C-H-O-L-E. They can also follow me on Twitter for updates on when the other single is going to be released right before the album drops.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we have tagged her in Facebook, so you will have an easy way to connect on our artist page and a personal page and also in Twitter. So hello, big shout out to those listening from Twitter and Facebook. We
Yay.
Appreciate you. So,
yes, and the Twitter tag
yes.
is at my Jay Nicole, and it's N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
Great. Now, have you learned any lessons that you would pass off to another new artist of something you've learned or a tip that you've given them, that you would give them?
Oh, my goodness, so many.
like, where do you start?
So many. Where do I begin? Honestly, I would say, faith. Having faith and drive and just being determined, don't give up. I know it sounds cliche because I heard it a lot, don't give up on your dream, but it's the truth. If it's something that you believe in, then you got to make other people believe in that too. And it starts with you. So I would say, keep the faith and just don't give up.
Keep the faith and don't give up. All right. And so what do you find to be your inspiration or your motivation around the music, around the songs that you select? What inspires you?
There's several things that inspire me. But first and foremost is my experiences. Basically, I'm telling a story. I'm telling people my life and the things that I've gone through or people that are close to me have gone through. So other people are my inspiration, like family, friends, and then, other effective leaders and just people in ministry in general. You can learn things from people that, did this before you. So I definitely have a lot of respect for that. And, so I would say family, friends, and what I call the veterans that's been there before me are definitely my inspiration.
Wonderful. And do you have any struggle anytime someone asks what genre you're in? I know there's a lot of talk about like the gospel genre is so broad because there's so many different types of music that could fit in that category. Do you feel like there was almost another type of category or a midway or something that maybe would describe your music a little bit better?
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely contemporary, And I think it can fall into different categories because it's so diverse, which is okay with me, you know, as long as it falls under the Jesus category.
Yes.
for the word, you know, for ministry, I'm all right with that.
Wonderful. And I bring that up because I was at this past week, the North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild Convention, and Vicki Mack was there who discovered Kirk Franklin, and she's, you know, mm-hmm. huge in the gospel, if you don't know, those that are listening. But she is on has a movement to create a category called life music. Because
okay.
she said that there would be so many, and I just think I kind of would slide yours into that category of that it would be in that inspirational gospel, but it's life music. It's things that
yes.
will help you with life. So hopefully
Absolutely.
She will accomplish that mission one day. I see we have some callers, it looks like, hanging on the line. We'll be able to take one call. Let's see who might be hanging out that might have a question. I am going to caller ending with 5349. Caller ending with 5349. Hi, you're live and on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I got a question and a comment for your guest. I want to say good evening to you, Ms. Charvette Mitchell, and to your guest.
Oh, Mr. Henry Harris.
So I had to call in to get my spirit
Hello.
Up.
Hello.
You had to call in
to
get your
spirit,
spirit up.
And to encourage your guest to keep her spirits up as well.
Thank you so much, Mr. Harris. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you recognize me. Oh, I'm sorry.
I do.
I
know that
voice. I had my announcer
voice
in there, but that's okay.
We know who you are. Listeners, let me tell you, this is an honor and a privilege. We have Mr.
Yes.
Henry Harris on the line. I'm sorry, just Google him. But most importantly, the creator of Excellence in Christian Music Academy Awards. And we are both participants in one form or fashion as candidates, as coaches. And so,
Thank
Mr.
So
Henry
much.
Harris. Yeah, you know what? Can't you just give a quick plug about ECMA for those that are listening?
Well, the Excellence in Christian Music Academy program is an education, a motivation. Once we get through with those two pieces, then we do the recognition piece of it, and that's coming up in October, the weekend of October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So if they want to find out more information about what we do with the Academy, they can go to www.smpecma.com. www.smpecma.com. And I want to thank both of you so much because, of course, Charvette, you know, you as a coach, you've helped guide it, you know, the up-and-coming independent artists to our program, and I'm seeing the results, especially with Jay Nicole,
awesome.
Who's on your show, and she's all over the place these days.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yes,
thank you so much. It's an honor to hear that coming from Mr. Harris. So thank you so much. I'm happy to be a part of ECMA, and I've learned so much. It's a wonderful program, and it's helped me to get to a lot of those places that I'm all over the place. So thank you.
Fabulous. Well,
all
thank
right.
you, Mr. Harris, for stopping
Thanks
by.
Thanks for letting me drop in. You know, I'm going to jump back off the call, and then I'm going to go back and rewind that, get your spirit up so I can do my little exercise.
Yay.
There you go.
All right. See you
oh,
later.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
All right.
I'm telling you what, that's awesome. I love to kind of sneak in those surprises. You know, we're not the Jerry Springer show, so you don't ever have to worry. We're not pulling out a paternity or pregnancy test on you, so you don't have to worry about that. Oh, my goodness. So, listen, my last question for you, certainly the goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we talked a little bit about your inspirations, but motivating, what continues to keep you motivated in this music industry, in the gospel music industry?
The Word of God.
Yes.
It's simply that. I mean, you know, just studying the Word and staying prayed up, you know, in the Spirit is what truly motivates me to do the music ministry that I do, because it is about, you know, motivating people and leading people to Christ. And I know I have so many favorite psalms, but another one of my psalms, 84:11, says that, you know, God will, like, He will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. And I believe as long as you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, all those things will be added unto you. I'm a living example of that. you know, I'm a work in progress, but I'm a living example of that. So it's definitely the Word of God.
And we are all works in progress. We are all under construction. We are all under construction. What are some of the titles that are on the project that's coming up, No More Running? Just some of the names, so as people begin to hear, they'll remember some of the tracks that you have on that project.
Sure. Get Your Spirit Up.
Yes.
There's Do You Know Him, which was released in 2012 last year, and that's about knowing the Lord as your personal Savior. No More Running, which is the album title, and The Word of God. So those are some of the titles. Have Faith is another title. So, you know, a couple other ones I'll save for surprises later when they purchase the album. But, you know, like I said, it's definitely a collaboration of our testimony, our experience, my experience and my journey through, you know, coming to do Christian/gospel music. So I'm hoping that everyone enjoys my stories that I tell and my experiences in those songs.
All right, and I'm sure that they will. I'm sure that they will. One more time, give listeners information on how they can connect with you on Twitter and connect with you on Facebook.
Absolutely. My Facebook is under J Nicole, and that's the letter J, and then N-I-C-H-O-L-E. My Twitter tag is at MyJNicole. And they can find me on SoundCloud and, I've on so many different sites. But they can also email me at myjnicole@yahoo.com, and they can download the single. It's on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and Spotify right now, and a few other sites.
All right, terrific. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show. I'm excited that we had a chance to feature you in our artist spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing and an honor. Thank you so much, Charvette. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
I had a good time.
Great. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. Don't you go anywhere at all.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. It's so exciting to have you all tuning in, checking us out here. Listen, I know you're following me on Twitter, and if you're not, I want you to go follow me, twitter.com/Charvette. Oh, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And that's S-H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-T-T-E. That's how you find me. Certainly, you can go to my main website, which is charvette.com, to find out all the information on our guests, to listen to past shows, and also to know who is coming up on the next show. And so we do need to give a big shout-out to recent listeners, of course, listening from all over. So big shout-out to listeners from Richmond, Virginia. You always always hold us down. Hello, Oxon Hill, Maryland. How you doing? Salem, Oregon. Hello and welcome. Oh, my goodness. This is, looks like Africa. Hello, welcome. Orlando, Florida. How you doing? We're glad to have you. A bunch of Richmond. Sunnyvale, California. Hello. Franklin, Tennessee. How you doing? Dallas, Georgia. Hello. Springfield, Missouri. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Oh, my goodness. We're glad to have you. Mountain View, California. How are you? Nashville, Tennessee. Hightsville, Maryland, Falls Church, Virginia, and the list goes on. Hello, thank you so much for checking us out here. Certainly, we want to say that we are in prayer for those that were impacted by the natural disasters in Oklahoma. Certainly, we are in prayer for them that this will all work out for their benefit, and for those that are grieving, that God would be gracious and give them comfort during their time of grief. I heard, I saw somebody write on the blog when Pastor Rick Warren's son passed, and the person responded on the blog and said, when there isn't a manual written of how you should act and how you should respond, there is still Emmanuel. And so certainly we can always go to Emmanuel, God with us. And when you don't have words to say, you don't know what words to say in a situation, there is still the word. So certainly we rely on that and lean on that. So listen, as promised, we want to talk to you about the five love languages. Now, some of you may have heard about the five love languages, which are from a book written by Gary Chapman. And so if you've heard of it before, this will be a friendly reminder. If you haven't heard of them before and you've been hearing people talk about the five love languages, you know, I was just thinking the other day, I was like, people might not know what this is or what they mean. So we're going to give you a high-level overview of the five love languages, and you can certainly go to fivelovelanguages.com and find out more information, pick up the book, and all that good stuff. So basically, the five love languages translate into how people like to receive love, and it's the way that they know that you love them. So the five love languages are, number one, words of affirmation. Number two, quality time. Number three, receiving gifts. Number four, acts of service. And number five, physical touch. So let's give you a little background on each of them. Again, the five love languages. And while I'm giving you this information, you can kind of figure out maybe in your head, guess which one you are. But there's this really, really cool online tool that you can go to, fivelovelanguages.com, an online quiz that you can take, and it will assess your answers and determine which love language you really are. And it's pretty detailed, a pretty detailed online quiz you can take. But anyway, all right, so words of affirmation. So a person that receives love or likes to know that they are loved through words of affirmation, this describes them. Actions don't always speak louder than words. If this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Hearing the words, "I love you," are important. Hearing the reasons behind that love sends your spirits skyward. On the contrary, insults can leave you shattered and are not easily forgotten. Ooh, that's words of affirmation. All right, the next love language, quality time. Quality time. All right, so if this is your love language, this applies to you. For quality time, nothing says "I love you" like full undivided attention. That is turning off the TV, fork and knife down, all the chores done, everything's on standby because this person wants your undivided attention. This makes your significant other feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or failure to listen can be especially hurtful for someone whose love language is quality time. All right. The next one, receiving gifts. So this is the love language of receiving gifts. So don't mistake this love language for materialism. So this ain't the, yes, and I said ain't, this ain't the gold digger. The receiver of gifts thrives on love, thoughtfulness, and the effort behind the gift. So that's what's really driving their love language. If you speak this language, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, you are cared for, and you are prized above whatever was the sacrifice to bring the gift to you. That's strong. That'll preach right there. Let me say that again. If you speak this language, receiving gifts, if this is your love language, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, you are cared for, and you are prized above whatever was sacrificed to bring the gift to you. On the contrary, a missed birthday, anniversary, or hasty, thoughtless gift would be disastrous. So would be the absence of everyday gesture. So that's receiving gifts. All right, the next love language, acts of service. Can vacuuming the floor really be an expression of love? Absolutely, for the person whose love language is acts of service. Anything you do to ease the burden of the responsibilities weighing on an act of service person will speak volumes. The words he or she most wants to hear are, "Let me do that for you." Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell those with this language their feelings don't matter. Ooh, the acts of service. And then the last love language, physical touch. This language isn't all about the bedroom. A person whose primary language is physical touch is, not surprisingly, very touchy. Hugs, pats on the back, holding hands, thoughtful touches on the arms, shoulders, and face, they all show excitement, concern, care, and love. Physical presence and accessibility are crucial, while neglect or abuse can be unforgivable and destructive. Woo! The five love languages. So there you go. We gave it to you in a snapshot. Check out 5lovelanguages.com, and that's the number 5lovelanguages.com, and you can do the online tool, and you can do that with your significant other to find out which love language they are. So while we're talking about love, let me play a song for you, and it's called In Love with a Man. This is by a newly signed to Ty Scott Records, Ruth Elantra Jones. You want to keep your eye on this girl. I'm telling you, you want to keep your eye on this girl, Ruth Elantra Jones, and this is called In Love with a Man, and she's talking about Jesus. So here we go. week. We are excited, again, that you checked us out. You check us out every single week. Again, charvette.com is where you're going to find me online. And you can find all of my connection points there. We'll see you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.